Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This week on First Date,
like, yeah. A few of them have been like, ooh, that's hot.
Right.
You know? And those are the girls with, you know, bear claws tattooed on their inner thighs. In fact, if I caught my girl cheating,
you'd want to watch.
I would not only forgive her, I would sit down like a parent that caught their kid drinking and be like, okay, well, you're going to drink this all in front of me.
I wanted to know how much you've paid.
Oh, I mean, well, it's mostly in pesos. So actually, yeah. It could have been $10 or $15.
I'm so excited to see you tonight.
Yeah. Welcome to another episode of First Date with me as your host, Lauren Compton, where we find out what it's like to go on a date with a person in the hot seat. Today, my guest is Johnny Mitchell. He's a stand-up comedian. He's an ex-drug dealer. Went to jail for dealing drugs and money laundering. Mm. He's also the host of the Connect podcast, so we have to check that out. Johnny, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I'm thrilled to be here.
I'm so excited to have you. What an intro.
Yeah. It's, you know, if you guys like dating podcasts, this guy was a drug dealer. So
right.
It's very, you know.
Well, we're going to be
flows.
Calling out your red flags
sure.
as we go.
Sure, yeah.
In case you didn't know.
Right. Well, or what is it like to date a drug dealer? You know, how do you spot a drug dealer?
Right.
On a first date?
Well, we're going to get into these questions. So I basically have a little system here. I've got a little menu.
Great.
And in my menu, I've got some appetizer questions, which we'll like ease into. And then I've got the main course meatier questions. Mm. But don't worry, we'll end with a dessert question that's nice and sweet to bring it all back.
Let's do it.
Show everyone how sweet you are.
Awesome.
So before we get started, is there anything you want me to stay away from?
No, I think I don't have anything to hide.
So.
No, that's not true.
Do we
I
need
got so much to hide.
Word?
What am I talking about?
Let's have a safe word. What's our safe word?
Safe word.
You can't say red flag.
Jail.
Oh, shit.
Feds.
Feds,
yeah.
Cops.
Yeah, there we go.
Cops.
Yeah, feds is cooler.
I like feds.
Feds
yeah,
is cooler, yeah.
I'm not that cool. I haven't been to jail.
I'm not worried about the cops. I'm worried about the DEA.
The feds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so feds. All right, Johnny. Well, we're gonna start off with some appetizer questions. What's your love language?
Oh, what the fuck's a love language
That's
again?
That's a red flag.
I know there's five of them. There's acts of service. There's physical touch. There's words of affirmation.
Gift giving.
What's the fifth one?
I don't remember. It doesn't pertain to me.
Yeah. I'd say I wish it was words of affirmation, but it's not. I'm a comedian. I can't take compliments, you know?
Yeah.
I think there's something I feel icky. So I would say affection.
Physical touch. That's the one we didn't name.
Oh, we didn't name that? But it's got to be one, right?
There was words of affirmation, quality time. Wait,
quality
was it quality time?
Time?
You don't give a shit about someone's time.
We don't
need that. That's
push that to the side. I don't need your time.
Physical touch.
Physical touch. There we go.
Physical touch.
I think physical touch, yeah.
Okay. Do you like to jump right into physical touch when you're with someone? Like, do you ever hook up on a first date?
Yes, definitely. And I had to work on kind of dialing back the intimacy and the familiarity so quickly.
Oh, really?
You know, yeah, because as a drug dealer, as an ex-drug dealer, I'm used to life moving very fast.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, we got to hurry up and, you know, get pregnant because I might be doing 25 to life tomorrow, you know, so I got to go. Like, it's fucked now. So I think that was a spillover from the old days of how I used to live.
Yeah.
So yeah, I definitely try not to do that. You know,
how many one night stands do you think you've had?
Oh boy. Well, there's paid and there's unpaid. Okay. There's two categories. Mm-hmm. So putting the paid aside, I mean, I don't know, so many decades, Lauren. I would say maybe like, let's say 30 to 40.
I was expecting a much higher number.
Oh, great.
I mean, that's a lot. Don't get me wrong.
Sure. Yeah, no. It's an unnerving amount to a civilian.
Right.
Yeah.
Paid. How much have you paid for sex?
I mean, maybe like, yeah, I would say like maybe, well, paid. I mean, you know, there's paid in the moment and then paid long term, you know, unseen consequences.
That's a red flag.
But yeah, you're going to run into a few of those. chalk them up. No, I would say maybe like not an egregious number. 10 or 15.
Dollars?
No, 10 or 15 prostitutes. You asked me how many times I paid for sex. That's the answer.
That's what you heard. I wanted to know how much you've paid.
Oh, I mean, well, it's mostly in pesos. So actually, yeah. It could have been $10 or $15, depending on what the conversion rate was.
Right.
It could have been.
Was this just like leftover change as you were leaving and you're like, here, like whatever you had in your pocket?
Whatever was in the couch. I'm like, oh, this should cover your rent for a month.
We're going to get into some main course questions now. What is the longest relationship you've ever had?
Oh, I mean, I've been with a girl that I'm with right now for about 3 months. So it's, that might.
Does she take pesos?
What's up? No, she's Persian, so I don't know what they use over there.
Dollar bills work for everybody. do you have any bad tattoos?
Yes, I do.
How many?
I just have one. I have a jail prison tattoo on my right shoulder.
Did you get it in prison?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I did.
What is it?
It says it's a...
Is it a bird? Please tell me it's a jail bird.
Dude, it's just a big cock with an ejaculating penis. That would have been funny. That's what I should have got. Like, knowing now that if I knew I was going to be a comedian, I would have, like, dude, put a dick on my shoulder.
Right.
No, it's a phrase written in Spanish. It's real. It's a real piece of shit. It's written in, like, Cholo, East L.A., like Mexican, like Old English.
You have an affinity for the Hispanic culture.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
How old were you when this tattoo?
I was young. I was 24. So, you know, probably too old to be getting that tattoo still.
Why did you go to prison that time?
Well, I just selling drugs. That was
just selling drugs.
The one and only time I went
just
to prison.
Selling drugs. Yeah. That's a red flag. well, I guess. So when you're in a relationship, would you rather stay out or go in?
Oh my God. Stay in.
Because of physical touch?
Stay in. Well, no, out of laziness and you know, being a cheapskate and, yeah, just like wanting to go to bed early. And, yeah, no, I'm finished. Like, I'm done. I'm an old man, you know? Man, I sound like a real good time to date, don't I?
Well, we're learning a lot about you. Like to stay at home. And
I'm taking a vacation this year, though. I'm taking the missus. We're going to Spain.
Oh, nice.
Yes. I'm going to Malaga, which is on the coast of, it's just right on the water, but still getting business done there. I'm getting hair plugs.
What?
I'm getting these brows. You see how it's going back right there?
Well, what, do you wear a headband or what?
No, but this is not
for
the...
No one sees that.
Chicks don't care, but dudes notice it. Andrew Schultz, I'm telling you why I'm going to Spain to get...
This is a very gay reaction.
No, it's super gay. I was on Flagrant with Andrew Schultz, and he pointed it out. Whatever Schultz says do, I do.
Okay, fine, well, I'll suck his dick.
I'll watch. Dude, so I would love to jerk off watching two people fuck. I'm into that.
Are you?
I'm into that. Yes, I would have been one of those dudes in New York City back in the day that would go put a quarter into like a machine at one of those like jerk off booths, and like the window opens up and two people are smashing.
Are you a voyeur?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I'm addicted to masturbating. You know, definitely. Yeah, porn addict. Working on dialing that back. You know, have problems.
What kind of porn do you like to watch?
I like I'm not even into gross porn. Like, I like love making porn.
Sweet.
Yeah, I love scat porn. You
I don't know.
Know
what that is.
I'm just kidding. It's German poop porn. Yeah, no, I don't love, I just kind of just go on like the Pornhub feed. Like, I'm not really into I don't really have a specific category.
How do you, when do you know that you're addicted to porn?
I think when you masturbate, when you're not even horny, it's kind of like eating when you're not hungry.
You're just bored.
For a fat person. You know what I mean? Exactly. You're passing the time. It's like a stress relief at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Instead of like meditating or like going to work out, this is the way that I turn off. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And so, it had a negative effect on your life?
Yeah, I'm having a problem. I'm having a hard time ejaculating with my girlfriend.
Hmm.
Yeah, and she's very beautiful. But it's because I'm thinking about the pros in the porn that I watch. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So I got to stop watching. Because it's like watching the Lakers play, you know, and then your girlfriend's like, hey, you want to shoot some hoops? You're like, oh.
Porn can mess you up like that.
Yes, exactly. No, it's a real thing. Fucks your mind up. So I'm going cold turkey.
When was the last time you watched porn?
Maybe last week. But that was like after, you know, a couple months without watching it.
Yeah.
So I'm
just
doing
a
good.
Small relapse.
I'm doing good. Small relapse, yeah. I try to get my work done at like a Starbucks or something now, just to like, although I think you can jerk off to porn in Starbucks in LA. So it's not really like a deterrent. But anyways.
How does your girlfriend feel about that? Is she very sexual?
Yes, yes.
She's a young lady.
She's highly, highly sexual. Really, gosh, really great. I really love her. She tells me not to spill. She's like, what we call spilling is the word for jerking off.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so she gets mad when I do it.
I've been learning all kinds of new words lately. I've learned ED.
Erectile dysfunction?
No, it means.
Oh.
It means gay, right?
Projecting. Oops.
I've learned the word slay.
Slay?
Slay?
Yeah, bitch, slay, bitch.
Okay. Well,
so you look at your slang.
God,
you got
I
your
need
own
to
podcast.
Really come through here. So, with as all addictions come hand in hand with one thing comes another, like you said, drugs and sex.
Yeah.
Do you drink alcohol?
No, barely. Like I had a drink and a half last night and I'm tanked.
What do you drink when you drink?
Whiskey. I like a good whiskey or a scotch.
On
like
the
I had Johnny
rocks,
Walker
like
last
it.
Night. Yeah, usually on the rocks. Usually it's whiskey on the rocks or it'll be like Johnny Black with like a splash of ginger ale or something like that.
Does your girlfriend drink?
Not much.
Yeah.
Not much. It really works cuz she's very family oriented. And she doesn't love going out a lot. So I think that's kind of why it works, you know?
Yeah. I wish that I could just stop drinking forever, but I like the way it tastes.
Oh, man. You're a...
I know. Here we go. I know.
You've danced on a... You've danced on, like, the bar in Vegas. You've been a Coyote Ugly.
I dance at the bar... On the bar at home. Like, it doesn't even take Vegas for me. And I know it's
so
the same
hot.
Thing. It's like people are always like, oh, yeah, like you just like the way cocaine smells.
Yeah.
Like, but I really do like the way that it tastes.
Yeah. Eat Coke? We have sponsors. Don't answer it. Don't answer it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Have you always been a hustler?
Yes.
Is that why you were a drug dealer?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it was like I had no business really getting involved in drugs or like the underworld, but I did it because I couldn't see myself like living any other way, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to get a job. I didn't want, I saw my parents, going off to work that they didn't like. And
yeah,
I don't know. I just basically like was very jaded from a young age. I was like, oh, this is the system. This is like the 9-to-5 like trap. And I just wanted to, I was like, I have no idea how I'm going to wiggle out of this, but I'm going to do it.
I get the thrill of life.
Yeah.
And with that, I'm sure you made a lot of money. If you had all the money in the world, what would you do with it?
Gosh, I'd probably just keep making content. I'd probably like doing what I'm doing now, but just like blow it up. I mean, this is a great example. I'd probably do something like this.
A podcast?
Yeah.
But you have a podcast.
Yeah, but I'd probably get more lights.
Build a set?
I'd probably have a full booth filled with nerds,
I love it.
Yeah.
It comes with the studio.
Yeah. I'm going to poach YMH's nerds.
No, you're not. have you ever brought a girl into a drug deal?
No. I've used to deal with female drug dealers. I used to sell, there was this female in where I went to college. She was like, she would buy like ounces of cocaine from me. And she was good at it. Like
that's
she was
just a drug
it.
Addict.
No, oh. No, she was moving.
I see what
it.
You're saying.
She
I
was
see,
moving
I see.
It. Yeah. She was getting it off. But no, I never brought a woman into my world because I don't know. I just didn't trust anybody, so I didn't
it was
want
dangerous.
Them to. Yeah. And plus, if we get jammed up, she's gonna rat or she's gonna give me up to the cops. That's kind of how I thought about it.
Yeah,
that's why I didn't have a relationship back then. That's why I'm kind of like a late bloomer because I never back in those days when I was running, like I didn't feel like I could bring somebody I loved or cared about into my world. So I never really dated,
Did hustling that hard ever get in the way of a relationship?
Yeah, of course. Like I never even had a girlfriend in college because I was literally, I barely went to school when I barely went to class when I was at university because it was like getting in the way of making money. Like I'd be sitting in a political science class and my phone would be ringing and I'm like missing out on money while they're, trying to teach me about government.
Wow.
Yeah. So with a girlfriend, it was just like, I was just moving so fast. I just didn't care. I didn't care to.
Yeah.
And it was also kind of weird. I was awkward back then. Like I was really like, I was a shy boy. So I think like, I was like, I don't need any, I don't need a girlfriend. I'm just this drug dealer. That was the identity I built. I was like, I'm just, out here smashing these hoes.
Right.
We didn't say smashing back then. But yeah.
You slayed.
Yeah, we slayed. I slayed a lot of hoes. Yeah.
Does anything make you shy or embarrassed now, today, these days?
Oh, yeah. Oh, going back to ED. You talked about ED earlier. Yeah, when I can't get my schvants hard,
Yeah.
When I can't get a piece. So that's been a big problem is I can't keep a piece,
Yeah. Is there like a kink that you have?
I mean, yeah, watching other people fuck, that gets
it going. Voyeurism.
Yeah, voyeurism. So I would hire, if I had all the money in the world, I'd hire like a young hot couple to live in my place. I swear to God, like nothing creepy. You guys get to live here. You're trying to make it in Hollywood. No rent. You're good. You're paid for. You just got to fuck in front of me once a week, And like, that's probably what that would get me going.
Johnny, that is a red flag.
Oh, I don't disagree with you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say not being able to Like, there's been that issue in the past. I don't have that now as much, but yeah, not being able to keep a peace. When I didn't have enough money, that was a big insecurity. Like, because after, you know, after I got out of prison, I lost everything. I moved to Hollywood, you know, started doing stand up. I was dirt poor. I was fucking living on people's couches. That's, to me, I was like, if I don't have enough money to be able to like pay for a woman and like, you know, have fun with her, really treat her right, like that's like a big insecurity.
Have you ever been in a physical fight?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Have you, are you a winner or a loser?
Oh, we're about, let's see. And or you'd have to ask the boys at the, in the Oregon Department of Corrections. I would say we're about, I'm clocking in maybe like 40% wins, 40% win streak. So I probably gotten like 7 or 8 fights while I was in prison, and I maybe like won like 3 or 4 of them.
Okay.
But I never got put on my pockets, we called it. Like, nobody ever knocked me down.
Right.
Like, getting put on your pockets is when you just get cracked and then you fall over on your pockets, right?
Ugh.
I never got that. But, you know, there's some big boys in there.
How do you feel about when girls fight?
Oh, I love it, dude.
Really?
What is better than a black girl weave tear out? I mean, come on, dude. Come on. Good.
Has a girl ever fought over you
physically?
Yeah.
No, like, no. I've never dated that trash. You
right.
Know?
You like, just watch that trash.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a road rules.
Yeah. It's like I dated a road rules girl, not a Jerry Springer girl.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
It's not.
No, we have standards.
Yeah. No women have ever fought over me.
Has a girl ever gotten you in a fight?
Oh, man.
Like, my boyfriend's going to beat you up.
You were that girl. You were that girl back in the day. Don't lie.
I'm still that girl today.
Oh,
what are you
God.
Talking about?
That's hot.
Someone walks by me. I'm like, you suck. And my boyfriend will beat your ass.
Meanwhile, the guy, your boyfriend's 5'6". And this guy's, you know, Brock Lesnar. No, I don't think I've ever had that. I mean, I've definitely almost been in fights around girlfriends.
Yeah.
And almost all of them are like, hey, I know you think that impresses us. It doesn't. You should use your words. Like, you should worry about my safety. Like,
yeah.
A few of them have been like, ooh, that's hot.
Right.
You know? And those are the girls with, you know, bear claws tattooed on their inner thighs. You know
or
what I mean?
Or their chest, like Eve.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Eve.
So
I dated Eve.
Did you? But do you like, I mean, there's a sense of craziness that comes with a girl that's like trying to get you in fights and stuff. I mean, maybe psycho, maybe we're leaning on psycho.
Yeah.
But do you think that a crazy girl is more attractive than like a normal girl?
Oh, I mean, yes, of course. Physically, yeah. The animal in man loves a crazy girl. He loves, a complicated girl. He loves... This is what he's trained psychologically to love, but that's a young man's game. That's a young man's game.
What's an old man's game?
The mature man sees that's not really what it's about. That, you know,
are you mature?
That steady love. Well, I feel like I'm maturing. You know, I'm just running out of wind. Okay, I'm just about to collapse. You know what? I'm not mature. I'm just tired. I want to sleep.
I heard you haven't slept much lately.
Yeah,
when you came in here, you said you were tired.
Yeah, no.
But you look great.
Thank you so much.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
It. I don't know what it is. I just lucked out. I mean, I can't keep a peace, but like I look young, you know? So it's like, I don't want you to think I can't get my dick hard. I can, but it's just been like, you know. Anyways, back to that. So I don't know where we're going with this. Save it for Dr. Drew. No. I think the mature man recognizes that that's not the lasting kind of love
right.
that you want to have. You know,
when you go on a date with a girl, how many dates in until you tell her you've been to prison?
Now they've all seen the content. Daddy's got a little heat.
But do you think everyone Googles you before they go on a date with you?
Ooh, well. I don't meet women now. Like, usually women see the content, 300 million plus views. Can we look that up? Usually,
what's the content?
The Kinect on YouTube. So people now, because the videos of so many people have seen them. Usually they see them and reach out to me.
I thought you were saying like some viral tabloid that I missed out on.
No. They see it and they usually reach out to me because they've seen the show. So they're already coming in knowing my past.
Right.
And so you obviously, what kind of girls?
They're like, ooh, you're a bad boy.
Exactly. And that's the trap, you know?
Yeah. Because then they're like, oh, you don't like to ever go out.
Yeah. They're like, holy shit, for a drug dealer,
you're so normal.
Yeah, exactly. And so, or their dad was a drug dealer, or their, you know, let me fix you, or let's commiserate, you know, it's like that kind of thing. So I don't, but I mean, back in the day, no, I would, when I first got out of prison, I was very, yeah, I wouldn't tell anyone. I was ashamed of it, you know?
So what, right. So then before you had fans that Googled you and found out all this content, how long do you think?
Oh, it just depends. If I really liked her, you know, I'd probably like tell her too quick. I'd probably tell her after like, you know, maybe 3 or 4 days after I smacked, you know, after I got laid, I'd then be like, hey, something I got to tell you.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But I feel like sometimes you could maybe reel a girl in with that too, in a way.
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, yeah, that
just let them know right off the bat.
Yeah.
You've got some edge.
Yeah, I got to be home by 10 p.m. or else my parole officer
is going to be
upset. So, yeah, I would tell them it just depends, but they would all figure it out pretty quick.
Have you ever dated a fan?
Dated? Come on.
One night stands. Is that the 30-40 that we were talking about earlier?
Yeah. That's
mostly
a bad move.
At your shows, like they come and they're like, oh my God.
Yeah, or they see me on Instagram and they stalk me and they'll come out to a show. But I'm not doing that anymore. No more fan pussy. No more comedian pussy. Getting out of that.
Yeah. You gotta stay away from that.
Do you know why? Well, do you hook up with your fans? Notice I said hook up and not date.
I accidentally went on one date with a fan.
How did it end?
In a restraining order.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so hot.
I did not.
Fuck.
They knew so much about me.
I gotta go to a meeting.
It was really weird. It was the weirdest thing.
Yeah. It's weird, right? When they already know so much about you.
They knew more about me than I knew.
Yeah.
And then I just slowly kind of backed away and I was like, oh, you know too much.
Yeah. And also, let's be honest. The whole illusion in show business is that you're kind of better than your fans a little bit. They got to look up to you like, you know, like you're their leader.
They admire you.
You're their leader in a way. So when you let them into your personal space, like when you let, when I let young women hook up with me or get into my DMs and it gets to that point, they think, oh, I'm equal to this guy. I can get to him. You know, we got to cut that off.
Don't let them have an ego.
No, we got to have hierarchy. We must have hierarchy or there's chaos.
Right.
You know?
Johnny, this is a red flag.
What? That I want order and structure? I'm European. I'm German. We like order.
Who do you think should pay on the first date?
The man, of course.
You'd be surprised how many people feel you should share.
Oh.
The receipt.
That's you can't have that.
It's pretty fucked up. I agree. Do you believe in a soulmate? Do you think there's one person out there that's meant for you?
God, I don't know. I don't know, Lauren.
Well, your girlfriend's gonna watch this.
Yeah.
There's
I'm gonna have some explaining to do after this. No, is there a soulmate? No, I think people probably have multiple soulmates, you know.
Do you ever want to get married?
Yeah, definitely. No, most definitely.
And you already don't sleep, so it sounds like kids are in your future someday.
I think so. Yeah. I'm just like, I want to have kids so I can die. I like that idea, you know?
If you had a son and he got caught up doing the drug deal hustle game, how do you think you would react as a dad to that?
Well, I would definitely, he wouldn't just get caught by the cops. Like, I would catch him first. It's a slippery slope, you know what I mean? But I'd probably show him how to invest his money legally, You know, I'd probably say, how much drug money do you have? Let's flip this. And I got a guy you should meet. No, I would show him how to like legally do it, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody ever showed me that.
Would you ever date a girl with an OnlyFans account?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I'm in it for the numbers, baby. You want me to feature? I can make an appearance.
Do you ever get jealous when you're in a relationship?
No. No.
No, never?
No, never. Never. In fact, if I caught my girl cheating,
you'd want to watch.
I would not only forgive her, I would sit down like a parent that caught their kid drinking and be like, okay, well, you're gonna drink this all in front of me. All right. That's how I would do it. I don't get jealous. I'm just not jealous, you know?
Have you ever been cheated on?
No. No. Emotionally, maybe. Sounds real gay. Makes me sound like a chick.
It actually stopped me in my tracks because yeah. Sometimes that can be even more painful.
It was, for sure, because she wasn't over her ex.
So she went back.
Yeah, I could just tell by the way she was acting that she missed him and that she was, you know what I mean? So,
would you ever go back to an ex?
I mean, I did. I went back to her back and forth. You know, it's that toxic thing. I wouldn't now, though. No. Johnny motherfucking Mitchell. You see me. Over 1 million views on your mom's house. 1.4 on Flagrant. Hey, nerds, look it up. 350 million views on YouTube.
What are your thoughts on condoms?
I mean, look, it's unfortunate that we have to use them, you know? But I say the royal we, I don't use them, but...
Ever?
I mean, it's been spare.
Yeah.
Sparing, right?
Yeah. They're just...
How are your thoughts on condoms? I mean, I guess, you know.
No, I don't like condoms either.
Yeah.
But I also don't sleep around, like, very much yeah. at all, ever.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think your odds are pretty good. You know, I think your odds are pretty good. You catch something, you get a shot of penicillin, you keep it moving.
Yeah.
Women care a lot about the innocuous STDs. I was talking to somebody about this. They care, like, oh, I have chlamydia. It's like, oh, cry me a fucking river. You're not an African that has to sleep with a mosquito net to prevent malaria, you know? But
right.
But chicks always want to, like, you guys want it for bragging rights. You want to be like, with your friends, like, I am so clean. This pussy is so clean. I have never, ever had an STD. You know? It's like a cop who's never taken money. How could we trust you?
So, first of all,
I'm serious. This is pissing me off now.
I can see.
Daddy's got some life in him. I'm back.
Well, I've never had a conversation with a girl about how clean our pussies are.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's you don't want to get an STD for the wrong reasons.
You want to get an STD for the right
reasons. The right reasons.
I see.
Exactly.
I see.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. It's not the right reasons. It's you know, it's just something that happens in the course of fucking, you know, and it's worth it. Unless it's, you know, the big two, the top two.
What are those?
Obviously herpes and then the bug. But, you know, there's prep now. So there's really no,
The bug? What's the bug?
You know, don't make me say it.
Say it.
AIDS.
Oh. Got it.
Oh.
Well, I think it's time that we recount your red flags. I've got 5 for you.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's all. Great.
I know. It's kind of like when you told me how many one-night stands you've had, we expected more.
Right. Yeah.
I may have gotten a little lost in conversation and I didn't call out a few, but there are 5 prominent ones.
Ah, okay. Lay it on me.
The love language, we didn't know. You didn't even know what the love languages were.
Well, I knew, I named like 3 of them.
So you didn't know what the love languages were.
I don't know what mine are. I really don't know what mine are.
You basically just said you need sex.
Yeah. Yeah. I need sex and I need an ego boost. Yeah. But mostly just, yeah.
Sex.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
That's called a red flag. And then you paid for sex.
Yeah.
So
sex works real work.
Yeah.
I paid for some third world kid's cleft lip surgery. I know that.
I mean,
what have you done?
That is a charitable cause, but it is still a red flag.
Sure.
I guess the difference between a whore and a slut is that one gets paid. Would you say that the whore is actually smarter for getting paid?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think so. I think modern American sex workers, yeah, like that you guys are business ladies. I didn't mean to lump you in there, but yeah. I'm saying, like, you know, the OnlyFans and the strippers and the you know, the prostitutes, you can't even, they're imperceptible. They're all crossing over now. So no, I respect it.
Yeah. You went to jail for drugs. That's a red flag.
Sure.
I mean, that's a given. You would also pay to watch people fuck.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, that's I'm proud of that red flag.
But it is a red flag.
Yeah.
And you need like a hierarchy in relation. Not.
No. I need a hierarchy in society. Hierarchies right. break. I'm running for office.
Yeah. Well, announce it on a Twitter space.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the way to go.
Is that all?
Those are all the red flags that I had for you. But we'll end on a good note.
Cool.
We'll end on my favorite little dessert question here. What is the sweetest thing you've ever done for someone?
A partner?
What is the sweetest thing you've ever done for someone?
Anyone.
I mean, do you? I would assume that it would be a partner.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But I do sweet things for my mother.
Okay, yeah. We're going to go to partner.
Okay.
Love your mom. Don't care.
Sweetest thing I've ever done for a partner. I mean, like, I think... I told you I'm taking my chick to Spain to get my hair surgery. I mean, that's pretty fucking sweet.
I mean, that's
you know?
Fucking selfish, Johnny. You're just taking her along because you don't want to go alone and you need someone to fuck.
Yeah. Well,
they don't take pesos over there.
In Spain? No, you're euros. You're right.
What is the sweetest thing you've ever done for someone that you've been in a relationship with?
I've written love letters, series of love letters.
Oh, that is sweet.
I'm a big writer. Yeah.
I
said, baby, when I get out, I'm coming for you.
That's perfect.
No, I've written love letters like outside of prison too. You know,
that's nice.
I'm a big love letter guy. I love love letters.
Yeah.
That's like, it's,
do you secretly put them places for them to find them or do you hand them?
I've done that. But usually just like, FedEx it. Like if it's an urgent letter.
Where the fuck are these girls?
Well, like, no. But like in LA, but like I'll overnight the letter. You know what I mean? Like
okay.
If I'm trying to get a girl back and I have her address.
Yeah.
Like I can't stick it in the U.S. mail. That could take a full week just to get a letter from one end of the other.
This is an urgent love letter.
Exactly. I've actually, when I was trying to woo, I was in a really toxic relationship. I was trying to, you know, win this girl.
Uh-huh.
I did the FedEx thing where they have to sign for it. Because I got to make fucking sure that they get it. You know what I mean?
Man.
I've done that. Yeah.
I would love to read one of these love letters.
Yeah. I still got them. I got them saved, dude.
Man, I would love to read those.
Yeah.
Well, before we go, is there anything that you would like to either plug or tell people where they can find you?
Sure.
Let's get those millions and millions and millions of views up.
The Connect with Johnny Mitchell. It's on YouTube, and you can listen to it as a podcast as well. And then just come see me on the road. I'm doing stand-up. Follow me on Instagram, at Mr. Johnny Mitchell. And, I'll see you in a town near you.
Hell yeah.
Great pod, Lauren.
Hey, thanks
Very
for coming
fun.
On
yeah,
to First Date.
Thank you.
Date.
I had a ball.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
First Date, baby.
Are you really drinking a glass of milk with dinner?
First Date, I can't wait.
You told your mom about